Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 10,747. ECISD daily cases, 15 students, 6 staff. Midland County, 8,564 confirmed, 119 deaths. Texas, 1,337,096 confirmed, and 23,937 total Texas deaths. U.S. cases, 16,113,148 total confirmed, and 298,266 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ. Quick hits. Empty stocking nearing end. With only 3 days to go in the 26th year of the Empty Stocking Fund, our goal of $100,000 won't be met without your help. Funds stay in Ector County to help needy families during the annual fundraising effort by the Odessa American and the Salvation Army. Funds go for a good holiday meal and small gifts under the tree. Donations to the Empty Stocking Fund can help families like that of the Jones family, not their real name, who was let go as COVID hit the area. They have 4 children and continue to struggle. Donations may be mailed or delivered to the Salvation Army Community Center, 810 East 11th Street, or the Odessa American, 700 North Grant, Suite 800. Zip codes for both are 79761. Call the Salvation Army at 332-0738. The Empty Stocking Fund was created by the Odessa American in 1995 and has raised more than $2 million. Donate online at tinyurl.com/VH5FJDZ. On the net, tinyurl.com/VH5FJDZ. From Staff Reports. 319 days. For 319 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through December 4th, the city has spent $87,490.99 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. Empty Stocking. Want to help? Donations to the Empty Stocking Fund may be mailed or delivered to the Odessa American, 700 North Grant, Suite 800, Odessa, or the Salvation Army Community Center, 810 East 11th Street, 79761. Donate online at tinyurl.com/VH5FJDZ. Want to know more? Call 332-0738. What is it? Empty Stocking Fund was created by the Odessa American in 1995 and has raised more than $2 million. Empty Stocking Funds enable the Salvation Army to provide toys and food baskets to needy families in Odessa. This year's goal is $100,000. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, page 3. Local news roundup. Food pantry. West Texas Food Bank mobile pantries will be offering a free food pantry at 3 p.m. today at Odessa College, 201 West University Boulevard. The pantry is open to anyone needing food assistance. Present ID when checking in. More information on how to get help, visit https://wtxfoodbank.org/how-2-get-help/. Art Tales. Ella Noel Art Museum has scheduled Art Tales online for free at 10 a.m. Wednesday on the Ella Noel Art Museum's website, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Art Tales, The Snowy Day, will be presented by Ezra Jack Keats. For more information, visit noelartmuseum.org. Outdoor Exhibition. Ballroom Marfa, 108 East San Antonio Street and Highway 90 West, Marfa, presents an outdoor exhibition through January 21st, 2021, that features new commissions from 8 noted artists. Each artist has created a flag accompanied by a sound-based work that will be on view individually for 2 weeks, rotating through each artist in the series from October to January. Artists include Lisa Alvarado, Pia Camille, Jeffrey Gibson, Byron Kim, Camila Janan Rashid, Hank Willis Thomas, Nama Sabar, and Cecilia Vicuña. Gallery hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. Admission is free. For more information, call 432-729-3600. Email info@ballroommarfa.org or visit ballroommarfa.org. oanews@oaoa.com. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, December 5th, 2020. oaoa.com. Affidavit. Woman lied about stabber's identity. oanews@oaoa.com. An Odessa Police Department affidavit detailed that a 38-year-old woman lied to police about the identity of the man accused of fatally stabbing her 25-year-old ex-boyfriend. Joseph Richard Grondahl, Jr., 31, was charged with murder, a first-degree felony, while Natalie Lassiter, 38, was charged with hindering apprehension or prosecution, a third-degree felony. The reported fatal stabbing happened around 12:28 a.m. Sunday in the 4300 block of North Dixie Boulevard, an OPD affidavit stated. Officers reportedly make contact with a witness identified as Lassiter, who stated that the victim, 25-year-old Austin Pasillas, was stabbed by the 32-year-old David Sanchez. Pasillas was taken to a hospital but was declared dead. Lassiter stated Pasillas was her ex-boyfriend and he had been stalking her several weeks, the affidavit stated. Lassiter continued to detail that Pasillas came to her residence and wanted her to leave with him, but she refused. Lassiter reportedly told officers that she was sitting outside her apartment with two men, Sanchez and Christopher Penn. Lassiter stated when Pasillas refused to leave, Sanchez told Pasillas he needed to leave. Lassiter stated that Pasillas pulled out a knife and threatened to stab her and her friends, the affidavit stated. Lassiter stated Sanchez and Pasillas went downstairs and then a fight started and Pasillas was stabbed. Lassiter stated that Sanchez fled the scene in a gold four-door vehicle. Lassiter reportedly told officers she has known Sanchez for 2 months but had minimal information about him and stated she didn't have a way to contact him. While speaking with officers, Lassiter referred to the suspect as Joseph, but then stated she was confused and made a mistake. Penn stated that Lassiter wasn't being truthful about the suspect's name and that he was introduced by another name, the affidavit stated. Lassiter was reportedly on her phone at the time of contact with officers. Her phone was seized as evidence and a search warrant was obtained. During the search, it was found that she had a new message from Grondahl on Facebook. A Facebook search warrant was obtained for her account, and it showed that Grondahl had messaged her at 1:30 a.m. stating, "Hey, what's going on?" A photo lineup was reportedly conducted with Penn, and he was able to positively identify Grondahl as the suspect that stabbed Macias. Grondahl was booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center at 2:20 p.m. Sunday, jail records show. He has one bond totaling $75,000 and was still in custody as of Monday afternoon. Lassiter was booked at 3:51 p.m. Sunday. She has one bond totaling $10,000 and she was in custody as of Monday afternoon. Trustees to hear donations, special ed presentation. OA News at OAOA.com. During its 6 p.m. meeting today, the Ector County ISD Board of Trustees will hear a request for approval of acceptance of donations of over $10,000. ECISD is taking steps to protect against the spread of COVID-19 with staff and community. Everyone is required to stop at the front desk, have their temperature taken, and answer screening questions prior to accessing building. Visitors are required to wear face masks. ECISD has received several donations to help defray the cost of the district's purchase of remote devices for students attending school virtually. The district purchased an additional 6,500 Chromebooks, 5,800 iPads, and 1,000 MiFi hotspots. ECISD received an $850,000 allocation from the City of Odessa from CARES Coronavirus Relief Funds, CRF. ECISD also received $270,523 in CARES funds from Ector County Commissioner's Court. The city funds will be matched by the Texas Education Agency with state CARES funds, supplemental agenda material said. Chiefs of Change donated $100,000, $50,000 to the cost of the SpaceX service to provide internet to portions of southwest Odessa, and $50,000 for internet connectivity. Chiefs for Change is made up of leaders from state and district education systems. It advocates for policies and practices aimed at making a difference for students and to develop the next generation of future chiefs, its website said. In other donations, the Mojo Choir Booster Club contributed $80,000 for a sound system, including a soundboard and microphones. Chevron donated $25,000 through the Education Foundation for Career and Technical Education dual credit. Along with other items, trustees also will hear a presentation on special education. Supplemental agenda material said 10.43% of ECISD students are in special education. The presentation will give a breakdown of how many students receive different services, what the district offers, and goals for the program. Supplemental agenda material breaks out referrals to the special education program for 2019-2020. 914 parent, administrator, and teacher referrals, 737 parents signed written consent, 177 students' parents refused consent or student moved out of the district. 230 students did not qualify for special education. 507 students met eligibility requirements. On the net, tinyurl.com/y8b39v02. Harmony teachers get bonuses. OA News at OAOA.com. Local teachers and other school staff members at Harmony Public Schools found out Monday they will be receiving an extra holiday surprise after the HPS Executive Board unanimously approved a $250 bonus for all Active Harmony employees. The bonuses will be distributed Friday, December 18th, the final day of school of 2020. Each day, we see how hard our teachers and other team members work to provide our students an extraordinary school experience. With each new obstacle this year, they have again and again risen to face the challenge and make sure our students keep moving forward. This bonus is just one small way of saying thank you, Harmony Public Schools CEO Fatih I said in a news release. With more than 4,000 employees statewide, the total amount of bonuses awarded equals roughly $1 million. Harmony also awarded employees an additional bonus in May for Teachers Appreciation Week. MCH reports three more COVID-19-related deaths. OA News at OAOA.com. Medical Center Health System is reporting its 160th, 161st, and 162nd COVID-related deaths. The first patient, a 77-year-old man, died Saturday night, December 12th. The second patient, a 67-year-old woman, died Sunday, December 13th. The third patient, a 58-year-old man, died late Monday morning. The patient had pre-existing conditions. The family has been notified. The first patient was a resident of Ector County and died shortly after arriving at the emergency department. The second patient was a resident of Lincoln Tower and was admitted on December 10th. The third patient was a resident of Ector County and was admitted to MCH on November 23rd. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. Page 2, read. Supporting the Blue. Dr. Frio employees recently delivered cheesecakes to the Odessa Police Department. Courtesy photo. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. Obituaries. Joan D. Braden, Midland, Texas. Joan D. Braden, 85, of Midland, passed away on December 11th, 2020. Viewing will be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, December 19th, 2020, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home. There will be a celebration of life at Grace Lutheran Church on a date to be determined after the holidays. Joan was born on February 15th, 1935, in Worms, Nebraska, to Fred and Agatha Luby. After a childhood in Worms, she attended college at Kearney and University of Nebraska, where she met and married Bill Braden. They have two children, David Braden and Benet Cadwell. She loved people and decorating and real estate, where she was established and well-known in the community. Joan is survived by her husband, Bill, son, David Braden, daughter, Benet Cadwell, and her husband, Greg Cadwell, her sisters, June Stanley Anderson and husband, Jerry, and Vicky Brown Wark and husband, Tim, grandsons, Dustin Cadwell and wife, Sierra, and Dylan Cadwell and wife, Angelina, and Gavin Rocha, and four great-grandsons, Blake, Brenton, Emmett, and Bennett. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Alice LaRue Ford Moore, Odessa. Alice LaRue Ford Moore, also known as Mrs. Moore to so many, passed away peacefully November 27, 2020, from natural causes. She was born April 13, 1939, in Seagraves, Texas, to Walter Everett and Opal Ophelia Ford. She graduated from Kermit High School and in June of 1959 married the love of her life, Jim D. Moore, to whom she was married for 60 years. LaRue received her bachelor's in education from Sul Ross State University and her master's in education from the University of Texas of the Permian Basin. She taught senior honors English at Permian High School in Odessa for 25 years, as well as being the chairman of the English department. After a brief retirement, she returned to education, where she was the head of school at St. John's Episcopal School in Odessa for 13 years. LaRue is preceded in death by her beloved husband, parents, two sisters, and two brothers. She is survived by her daughter Emily and her husband Randy McDaniel, grandson Sam Hurt, granddaughter and wife Hallie and Jordan Hurt, granddaughter Jessica McDaniel, grandson and wife Jay and Noah McDaniel, and grandson Jeffrey McDaniel. Her little loves who gave her such joy are great-grandchildren Kyler, Finn, Celia, and Kiera. She is also survived by sister Lois Coleman, niece Quinn Henderson, and daughter Bonnie, and many, many more members of her extended family, all of whom she loved deeply. In order to celebrate the life of our mom, Mimi, properly and safely, there will be a memorial service later in the spring, summer, when we can all celebrate together. In the meantime, if you would like to honor her, please make a donation to your favorite charity or to St. John's Episcopal School in her name. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Edward Segovia Dominguez, Odessa. Edward Segovia Dominguez passed from this life and entered eternal rest on December 7th, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Martinez Funeral Home in Odessa, with a rosary to be recited at 7 p.m. Funeral Mass will be celebrated on Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, at 10 a.m. at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church, with Father Mark Woodruff officiating. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery Peaceful Gardens section. Edward was born in Roswell, New Mexico, to Melquiades and Florence Dominguez on March 4, 1955. He went to school in Odessa, Texas, and completed early so that he could enlist into the U.S. Army in 1972 at the age of 17. Dad went on to marry his first love, Margarita Barreras, and together they moved to Germany, where he was stationed, and had his firstborn son before coming back stateside. Dad served for 5 years and was a veteran of the U.S. Army, and in Dad's words, shit happens, and he found his second love, Maria de Jesus Menjares, and together they had 4 kids. He was an awesome father and loved being a grandfather. He protected and loved his kids so much they were his life. One of the biggest Dallas Cowboys fans made sure to never miss a game. Edward is preceded in death by the two people he cherished the most in the world, his parents, his beloved sister Rosie Sauceda, his brothers Abel and Rodolfo Fito Dominguez, as well as a brother-in-law, Richard Sauceda. Edward is survived by his children, son Stephen Dominguez and wife Tomasina of Killeen, Texas, daughters Rosalinda Lopez and husband Angel, Valerie Dominguez and Vanessa Dominguez, and his baby boy, Edward de Jesus Dominguez, EJ, all of Odessa, Texas, his sisters Lydia Dominguez of San Antonio, Texas, Juanita Rodriguez, Johnny, Helen Dominguez of Odessa, Texas, and brothers Tony Dominguez and Danny Dominguez, Martha, also of Odessa, Texas, his grandchildren, Nathaniel, Adam and Alexandria Lopez, Erin Mendoza, Elias, Adrian, Jesus, Roque, and Alfaro Madrid, all of Odessa, Texas, Luvia and Angel Martinez, and Leobardo L.J. Lopez of Kermit, Texas, LaSalle Sainz, Catalea and Armando Dominguez of Odessa, Texas, and Rogelio and Zoe Dominguez of Tulia, Texas, Anthony D. Gallick of Copperas, Texas, Jaden R. and Justice D. Dominguez of Odessa, Texas, Isabella A. Dominguez of Killeen, Texas, an honorary aunt who was more like his sister, Abby Montoya, as well as numerous nephews, nieces, and more extended family. We, his children, would like to take the time to express our utmost sincere gratitude to each and every one of you all for all your prayers and presence during this most difficult time. We were not ready to see him go, but his journey here was done. Until we hug you again, Dad, we will always miss and love you. Aramozelle Woodall, Odessa. Aramozelle Woodall, 88, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on December 12, 2020, in her home with family in Odessa. Graveside services will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday, December 16, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Gardens, with Dan Nicholas of the Seed Church in Midland officiating. Moselle was born near Bailey, Texas, in Fannin County, to Hoy and Nellie Owens, on May 16, 1932. She married her soulmate, Truett Woodall, on June 19, 1952. She was a full-time wife, mother, and grandmother. Moselle is preceded in death by her husband, Truett Woodall, and her parents. Moselle is survived by her children, Doyle Woodall, Donna Arnett, Tommy Woodall, and Doug Woodall, 6 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild. Her sisters, Bernice Treadway, Sue Savage, Ann Millsap, and brothers Tom Owens and Troy Owens. She is also survived by her best friend for over 30 years, Bobby Caulfield. The family would like to express their gratitude and love for Brooke Woodall, Moselle's granddaughter, who was her full-time caregiver, showing her kindness and compassion for over the past year. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Death notices. Edward Dominguez, Odessa. Edward Dominguez, 65, of Odessa, died Monday, December 7th, 2020, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, at St. Elizabeth's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Peaceful Gardens section. Father Mark Woodruff is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Edward Segovia Dominguez, Odessa. Edward Segovia Dominguez, 65, of Roswell, New Mexico, died Monday, December 7th, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church. Public viewing will be Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Rosary will be at 7 p.m. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Ramon Hernandez Leyva, Odessa. Ramon Hernandez Leyva, 82, of Mexico, died Sunday, November 29th, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, December 17th, 2020, in Iglesia del Dios Vivo. Visitation will be Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, and Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, at Iglesia del Dios Vivo. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Miguel Nieto, Odessa. Miguel Nieto, 92, of Odessa, died Monday, December 7th, 2020, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. December 16th, 2020, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Family has opted for cremation as other means of burial. Father Frank Chavez is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Miguel Nieto, Odessa. Miguel Nieto, 92, of Odessa, Texas, died Monday, December 7th, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Viewing will be Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Rosary will be at 7 p.m. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Norma Lynn Valdez, Odessa. Norma Lynn Valdez, 48, of Odessa, died Thursday, December 10th, 2020, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. December 16th, 2020, at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Deacon Hector Mendez is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, December 13th, 2020. Salvation Army is in need this year, by Michael Bauer. For the past 26 years, the Odessa American and the Odessa Salvation Army have partnered up with the annual Empty Stocking Fund. This year's campaign is up in full swing and will continue through December 17th. This year's goal is to raise $100,000, and in the past, that marker has been met. However, this year is so far proving to be a challenge due to the pandemic. Of course, this year there is need more than any other year before, but we also know that our main goal is to keep Christmas as close to normal for kids as possible. Odessa Salvation Army Captain Clara Gomez said, "We know that parents are struggling out there, but we know that the one thing that remains constant is Christmas, and we want to keep a kid on Christmas happy." The Empty Stocking Fund was created by the Odessa American in 1995 and has raised more than $2 million. According to Gomez, so far, just over $16,000 has been raised for the Empty Stocking Fund, but she is optimistic about meeting this year's goal, adding that there is still time to raise funds. In the past, the last couple of years, we've exceeded the $100,000 goal, and so really the thing about the Empty Stocking is that it starts off slow, but it picks up as people get into the Christmas mindset, Gomez said. The community has always helped out. There are years where we think we're not going to meet our goal, but then the community pulls through at the end. That's one of the biggest blessings that we've seen. Funds stay in Ector County and help needy families. The campaign helps provide toys, food boxes, and gifts for the elderly during the Christmas season. Funds can go for a good holiday meal and small gifts under the tree. Funds can go for children 13 and under as well as seniors. There are some cases where we are helping older children or in case they are disabled or if they are the only child in the family. And we also do small gifts for seniors and nursing homes and different categories of seniors, Gomez said. Our age ranges from someone who is a newborn to someone who is elderly. Really what we're doing is trying to spread the Christmas cheer. Clara's husband, Juan Gomez, who is also the captain of the Odessa Salvation Army, says the Empty Stocking program is unique. What Empty Stocking does is allow the community to support financially that program to where we're able to take the money that comes through the Empty Stocking and literally fill empty stockings, Juan said. These are children who wouldn't have a Christmas if it wasn't for the Salvation Army stepping in with donors. This gives us an opportunity to say yes to more people. With all the impacts from COVID-19 forcing some people out of work, it's been a trying time for nonprofit organizations around the world to help out those in need. As Juan Gomez says, it's been difficult so far for the Odessa Salvation Army with its Red Kettle campaign this year as well. Every year as we get closer, it seems like our goal won't be met, but we have been blessed with being able to meet our goal in the past, he said. I will say that it will be a little challenging this year because it's a little more difficult. Not only are we behind in our Red Kettle campaign, but we're also behind when it comes to empty stockings, and it hurts because there are numerous fundraisers that have been either canceled or postponed. However, Juan and Clara are optimistic about the Salvation Army meeting its fundraising goals this year. We're already trying to say yes with the limited amount of funds. in order to continue to help these individuals who are coming in and to help the children. It's the partnership with the OA and the partnership with the community that puts us in a position to do so. To give to the Empty Stocking Campaign, donations can be mailed or delivered to the Salvation Army Community Center, 810 East 11th, or the Odessa American, 700 North Grant, Suite 800. Zip codes for both are 79761. The Salvation Army can also be reached at 432-332-0738. Donations are also accepted online at donate to the Salvation Army USS-TEX-ODessaTX, Empty Stocking 20209, or SalvationArmyTexas.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, December 14th. Telling Stories. Teacher engages students through social media. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. In lieu of physical cards, George H.W. Bush New Tech Odessa graphic design teacher Joshua Voiles recently had his students create holiday Instagram stories. He has more than 100 students in all of his class periods combined. On a recent Wednesday, he had 19 in person and online. Every year, they would make Christmas or greeting cards, but this year, Voiles thought it might be better to be able to send them out over a smartphone. He noted that Instagram is relevant to the students because many have the app. Stories are another part of Instagram and last for a limited time. Quote, I thought what a better way to capture their attention than to use something like social media, Voiles said. Basically, what they had to do was use Photoshop to design their own Instagram story. And I told them that's more of what the professional influencers are doing because you can design your own story from your phone. But I thought it would be better to show them more of the professional side, like these influencers that are actually designing their own stories and advertising, Voiles said. He told the students it didn't have to be for Christmas. It could be about any holiday, a winter theme, or a greeting to friends and family. Quote, the story is something you want everyone to see for a couple of seconds. I think it stays for 24 hours, he said. When they are working in Photoshop, they usually are working in inches for their units. Quote, but now with Instagram stories, they have to use a pixel-based, and then they have to use the dimensions of the story to fit the phone. They loved the assignment. They were all turning it in within 2 or 3 days, Voiles said. He added that the students have to get the dimensions for the Instagram story right on their phone as part of their grade. Voiles said he left the assignment open-ended so they could take elements of their favorite movies, for example, and incorporate them into greetings. Quote, I will actually do the assignments with them, so no matter what kind of assignment I give them, I do it too. They kind of feel more like we're a family when we do it together, he said. The coronavirus, Voiles said, has challenged him and forced him to look for new ways to innovate with technology. Quote, if this wouldn't have happened, we would probably just be doing Christmas cards again, he said. He added that the course includes some photography and videos and did a scary movie trailer for Halloween using iMovie to edit it together. Quote, they're freshmen, so I'm teaching them the basics of graphic design, he said. Voiles has been at NTO for 3 years. Before this, he had jobs in design, digital media, and video production at Crestview Baptist Church and in youth ministry at Teen Flow, both in Midland. Quote, I honestly think God just led me to it because I never imagined being a teacher before, this job, Voiles said. He added that family and friends said he should be a teacher. Coincidentally, his mother and best friend are both teachers. It all fell into place within a month. Quote, I really feel like this place, God just blessed me with it, because I don't know if I would ever want to teach at another school, Foyle said. The ninth graders are loving the class as well. Norma Nino, a 14-year-old ninth grader, said she was excited about the Instagram Stories project because it was something she planned on posting on her Instagram. Quote, "And I really like making the poster designs," Nino said. She also liked the idea because she enjoys sending things out that make people happy. Quote, "I really enjoy this class," Nino said. "It's one of my favorite classes, actually, because you have a lot of fun and I learn a lot of stuff about computers. I think computers are pretty interesting," end quote. Alexia Etherty, age 14, said Voiles explains things well and in a way students can understand. Quote, "I'm really interested in what he's going to do the rest of the year. It was really fun to work in Photoshop. He helps us out if we don't know what to do, so there's never really hard things about it," Etherty said. Sadie Navarrete, age 14, said the students get to do whatever they want in class, and they can be as creative as they want. Quote, "I haven't tried Instagram stories before. It's cool to see and learn about how the computers work," Navarrete said. Isaiah Medrano, age 15, also enjoys getting to mess around with Photoshop and filming and photography. Quote, "I'm really into that, so yeah, I really like this class," Medrano said.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, December 12th, 2020. New Physician Joins Endocrinology Center by Ruth Campbell. With diabetes and complications from the disease being such a burden, Dr. Vijay Aronki decided to make endocrinology his focus. Aronki joined the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Endocrinology and Diabetes Center for Excellence December 1st. The center is located at Medical Center Hospital for Health and Wellness at 8050 East Highway 191. Aronki, who is from India, did his training in Illinois and St. Louis University in St. Louis, Missouri. Most recently, he was with Northwestern Medicine in the Chicago suburbs. His new position includes patient care and being an assistant professor in endocrinology for Texas Tech Health Sciences. Having been in private practice, this is a good chance to go into academic medicine, working with residents and fellows. Making the transition from private practice to academic medicine isn't an issue because ultimately patient care is patient care, Aronki said. There's no difference whether it's clinical medicine or academic medicine. Patient care remains the same. As far as interactions with residents and fellows, I had some interactions with medical students and residents in the past. But having full-time interaction is going to be an experience, along with working with fellows, more importantly, in endocrinology, he added. The practice now also offers bone density exams, atypical fracture evaluation, and body fat analysis. According to the National Institutes of Health, tinyurl.com/Y5V9B7G9, people with diabetes, particularly type 1 diabetes, often have poorer bone quality and an increased risk of fractures. Those with long-standing disease and poor blood sugar control and who take insulin have the highest fracture risk. Aronki said osteoporosis affects both women, mainly postmenopausal, and men, especially as they get older. I think it's going to be a great resource, the bone density machine, because as endocrinologists, we always talk about diabetes and thyroid, but osteoporosis itself is also underdiagnosed. Clearly, as more people get screened with the availability of testing, and that's going to increase the diagnosis and give earlier treatment opportunities for osteoporosis, Aronki added. From what he's been told, Aronki said there is a large population that has diabetes in the Permian Basin, and there was a waiting list to get in to see physicians at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Endocrinology and Diabetes Center for Excellence. Both of Iranki's parents are physicians, so that's what I saw growing up. There are three other endocrinologists in the group. He added that the center also can handle other endocrinology needs like thyroid, pituitary, adrenal, and thyroid nodule issues. The department has a thyroid ultrasound and a biopsy clinic as well to take care of thyroid issues and thyroid nodules, Iranki said. He is married and has a daughter in the first grade. Rama Chemitiganti, regional chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at TTUHSC, was pleased to have Iranki on board. We are excited to welcome our newest team member, Dr. Vijay Iranki, to the Permian Basin. He is a board-certified endocrinologist with expertise in management of various hormonal disorders. He joins the exceptional team at the Endocrinology and Diabetes Center for Excellence, Chemitiganti said in an email.
Speed for fatty liver weight loss. Dear Dr. Roach, I have had fatty liver for the past 10 years. To reverse it, I am trying to lose weight. Now I am 116 kilograms. I have heard that if someone has fatty liver and wants to lose weight, they should not lose more than 1.5 kilograms per week. This week, I lost 3 kilograms. What is your advice? A.A. Answer. The advice against too much weight loss too quickly was based on an observation that some people rebounded their weight after losing it. Newer studies have not confirmed that. In fact, people with large amounts of weight loss, more than 2 kilograms in the first 4 weeks, have been shown to have a better chance of keeping the weight off. If you are losing weight due to healthier diet and exercise, I would advise continuing those behaviors and not worrying about losing too much too quickly. Any kind of weight loss can temporarily increase the risk of gallstones. Having some sources of healthy fat in the diet, such as nuts or avocados, will decrease this risk. Early on in the first few weeks of weight loss, especially in people using a higher fat diet, much of the apparent weight loss is by loss of water associated with glycogen stores. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, etc. Machismo made him give in to divorce demand. Dear Abby, I was married to my wife for 29 years, and I have now been divorced for 2. I have tried to move on, but I can't because I still love her. She initiated the divorce because she thought I cheated on her. I didn't fight her because I was too macho. I don't know if I miss her or feel sorry for myself because I haven't been with a woman in more than 2 years. I'm attracted to women who are at least 15 years younger than me, or who are married. I have been on 2 dating sites for almost a year, and even moved back to the state where my ex-wife lives, hoping that one day she will ask me out. I've been throwing hints her way, and have even written her letters, but she still thinks I cheated. I ache for her. What should I do? Fighting chance in the East. Dear Fighting Chance, your marriage is history, and your exaggerated masculinity caused it. I am struck by the fact that nowhere in your letter did you deny that what your ex-wife thought was true. I don't understand what being macho has to do with not denying you cheated. What you should do now is learn from it, grow from it, and move on. Dear Abby, my husband and his father had a falling out. My husband's father now has hired a lawyer to get the pictures and Vietnam medals back that he had given my husband as a gift years ago. This is his only son. We have 2 sons whom my husband would like to pass the medals down to. He knows if he gives the medals back that he may never see them again, because his dad has a girlfriend now who wants them. She's behind him pursuing the issue with a lawyer. How can I help my husband? Should he give in to his father's demands and return the medals and pictures, or should he fight to keep them? Middle of a mess. Dear Middle, how old are your sons? Because of this rift, do they still have a relationship with their grandfather? Would they appreciate the war medals and understand what they stand for? My feeling is that you should stay out of the line of fire and allow your husband and his own lawyer to fight this battle. However, you may be able to sway the outcome if you or your sons write your father-in-law a warm letter telling him how sad you feel about the situation and that his medals are heirlooms they and their children would treasure in the future. Then cross your fingers. Dear Abby, at what age does a person stop calling an older neighbor Mrs. or Mr.? I was born next door and still live here, so I don't know what to call my neighbors anymore. Grown up North. Dear Grown, before children reach adulthood, it is considered respectful to call adults Mr. and Mrs. Not knowing your neighbors, I can't guess how formal they may be, because using their first names has not been your practice, and you don't want to risk offending them. Ask them what they would like to be called in light of the fact that you are all adults. Erring on the side of respect will never be wrong. Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren, write Dear Abby at P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069, or visit www.dearabby.com.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars are the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Sagittarius and a moon in Capricorn. Happy birthday for Tuesday, December 15, 2020. Expansive, positive, and well-liked, you think big. This year, you optimistically hatch a work project that will bring you many riches. Your confidence protects you from pitfalls, but it's still best to hire a financial advisor. If single, you've many to choose from, and you must exercise more discernment, as you definitely will commit this year. If attached, you're in heaven with your romantic partner. Libra loves the finer touches. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 4 stars. Today brings you greater visibility at work. Your communication skills are an asset to your professional situation. You might multitask or travel in connection with your work. Friends offer valuable new ideas during the course of casual conversations. Tonight, accept and issue invitations. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 5 stars. Your energy level is particularly high today and puts you in tune with your own potentials. It's a wonderful influence for taking on a challenge. Consider anything to do with higher education. Tonight, romantic feelings develop toward those who stimulate your curiosity and intellect. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 5 stars. You'll discover new aptitudes and personal potentials today. Acquaintances inspire you. Facts come to light. Old business is concluded. Prepare to move forward. All that is ultra-modern impresses you. Tonight, past life memories may arise from dream analysis and meditation. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 3 stars. A partner has expectations. A competitive mood prevails. Adapt and keep the peace. Follow directions and keep records and receipts. Questions of fairness and legality might have to be addressed. Tonight, others are involved in their own needs for the time being. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. Your body and health conditions are in flux today. Network with new healthcare professionals. Health consultants you've seen previously might not be available. Weather and other environmental factors affect your health. Tonight, focus on keeping your surroundings wholesome and comfortable. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 5 stars. A change of heart and loyalties is brewing. You'll be aware of the healing power of love. Soulmates are technically those we've encountered in previous incarnations. A transformative connection with a soulmate occurs. Tonight, the encounter will speak to your deepest heartfelt yearnings. Libra, September 23 through October 22, 4 stars. Your workload is lighter. Today offers extra time for recreation. Work out issues with family members. Compromise is the solution to domestic conflicts. Your residence wants to be rid of its clutter, so clear and sage away. Tonight, you cultivate a more lighthearted approach. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21, 4 stars. Today affects your travel sector. New methods of transportation can be helpful. Mobility is especially important to your happiness right now. Your vitality is good, and you can overcome competition or other obstacles with aplomb. Tonight, financial obligations to others can be resolved. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21, 3 stars. Others might offer advice or funding that will help you financially. Conversations revolve around business. Watch habits regarding spending and cash flow. Home decorating, improvements, and entertaining are on your agenda. Tonight, prepare for a change regarding memories of a past love. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 4 stars. You are the responsible achiever. Make both personal and business decisions today. Exciting individuals make plans for you. Cooperate. Make no demands. It's a time of revision and second chances. Reflect upon what has been traditional. Old patterns reveal future truths. Tonight, further reflection. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 5 stars. Share your time and resources with those in need. You can make a real difference. Charity work brings deep happiness today. A close companion repeats old patterns. Detach if you feel a relationship is draining you. Tonight, reclaiming your independence means salvation. Pisces, February 19 through March 20, 5 stars. Your nature is compassionate and visionary. Today, manifest a vision of yours. Expect some interesting conversations. New ideas are suggested, and business combines gracefully with pleasure. Romantic urges are pronounced, and you express your love. Tonight, magic works in your relationship. Born today, designer Ray Eames, 1912, writer Edna O'Brien, 1930, director Julie Taymor, 1952.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.